Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Wednesday. Junkies, come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, August 14th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. And Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
What's up, boys?
What's up?
It's another day. Hump day, brother.
I don't know what was going on the roads today. I had three accidents. 14th Street Bridge was the biggest one. It's weird when, I think it was four cars or five cars, they're just in the middle lanes. Mm-hmm. And guys are walking around. I don't know if it was I didn't see like major damage. There was a car on the GW Parkway that looked completely smashed in a tow truck. And then there was another little thing. It was crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
hump day. People are getting out there fast. I don't know what's happening.
I just think it happens every day. I mean, there are so many traffic accidents. I mean, you may not run into them, but if you listen to traffic, there are accidents everywhere. It's insane, you know? And you're just maybe getting some bad luck or running into it.
Yeah, there's no alternate way. Once I hit that G-Dub Parkway, it's pretty much one way to get here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're kind of
and I don't know when they're going to end their construction. I got to believe it's a company that was hired by the government that is just extending their work.
Well, it is a nightmare. I don't know how it is coming in, but I take it going to the club, and it's so narrow. Yeah, like I'm literally gripping the steering wheel. So when I'm leaving DC heading to 495 and I'm on the GW Parkway, I find it harrowing. I don't really enjoy it.
I'm so used to it. I feel like I could do it with my eyes closed, but what I don't get...
Going home, do?
Yeah. It's narrow ways. There's only one lane on the
way.
They
have the Jersey Wall and other things.
Right.
And
what I can't figure out is there was a stone wall And then they knocked it down, and they're just putting up a new stone wall. Like, I just don't understand.
I don't know.
And it's impossible for them really to add lanes because you've got a couple of bridges in certain situations, which are two lanes. So I don't even really get the project. Whenever it's done, is it going to be easier? Is there going to are there going to be more lanes? Like, I don't really get it. But it's been going on for over a year.
I agree. I mean, construction takes forever in this
city. Not on that, though, right? You're not on the GW Parkway, are
no,
you?
No, no. I refuse to go that way.
But it's kind of like 66 had construction forever.
But I mean, I have to go over the 14th Street Bridge. I mean, I see that every morning. I saw that accident.
It was there that long?
It was moved to the left when I was
The one that I had was four cars in the middle of the two lanes.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, you just got to leave a little bit earlier. That way you can handle that stuff because it does happen. You know,
yeah, it's hard to tell yourself to leave earlier.
I know, but
I did leave earlier. Just, yeah, that's why I made it.
Good on you then. That's what it takes.
It's just hard
to be honest with you. So I guess the Skins are out on the running if they are ever in for Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like from reading the details overnight that the Niners have an offer on the table for him. And then if he doesn't accept it, they've got a trade already prearranged with the Steelers, and they'll just ship him to Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh will have to deal with it.
So they're just making it. Yeah, it's up to Ayuk. And does he want to stay in San Francisco for that offer, or does he want to go east?
Does he want Brock Purdy to throw him passes, or does he want Russell Wilson?
Correct.
Well, I think it depends. Yeah, I think he's one of these guys looking at the bottom line.
Correct.
I think that's what he's looking at. I don't think he cares who's throwing him the
ball. So if the Steelers' long-term offer is a little bit higher than Niners, he'll probably
might roll. Yeah. That's what it seems like.
Or does he want to have a chance to win a Super Bowl? Or does he want to, you know, maybe be a 500 team?
I guess reportedly,
maybe get to the playoffs.
The offer is around $30 million, so that's probably a couple million short of where he wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
But if he looks himself in the mirror and goes, wait a second, they're going to give me $30 million a year to play wide receiver in the NFL.
Right. Now, the Steelers are a good team.
Yeah, they're a good team. But and this team is right on the precipice.
Yes.
This team, Niners team, they stay healthy. How have they been so far to camp? Have they lost any key guys?
Trent Williams is holding out.
Yeah, they
McCaffrey's got a calf.
Uh-huh. But they're, I mean, for the most part, it's not like they have any big-time season-ending injuries.
Right.
Steelers were 10-7 last year with Kenny Pickett and without Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
So one could argue that you had Brandon Ayuk and Russell Wilson's upgrade, that they'll be a contender.
If Russell Wilson thinks
that they can contend in the AFC. The problem is you got to go through Kansas City. You got
Baltimore.
The Ravens. You've got the Bengals with Joe Burrow.
I don't think he's doing that kind of thinking, honestly.
I would think that way.
He wants the biggest deal. Willing to come here. He's not thinking.
Yeah, but that's with his boy. Like, to me, that's an outlier.
Maybe. But he obviously didn't care particularly about winning. Like, Brandon Ayuk, I don't know him from Adam. He strikes me as a guy who just wants to get paid. It's his turn. He wants to get paid. I don't think he's really analyzing who's going to give me the best chance to win. I don't even think it's that deep, to be honest. That's the vibe I'm getting. I don't know if it's...
I think it's part of his equation. Now, again, the Steelers give you a chance to win. I look at that situation different because of his personal relationship with the quarterback. And he probably thinks, if you're thinking about winning, we've had people come on the show and predict that the Commanders could be a playoff team.
All right, that's way different.
He probably thinks if I come to Washington with Jaden Daniels, it's an ascending team.
It might be ascending, but they ain't winning any
Super
Bowl.
He wants to get paid. That's exactly what he wants.
I think he's looking at it like, this is my payday.
I mean, he's going to possibly leave a team that went to the Super Bowl last year and has everybody back.
And honestly, at this point, when you're quibbling over a couple million here and there for, you know, $100+ million deal, this is just ego, right? He doesn't want to be behind certain guys.
My bet is he stays in San Francisco.
I have no idea what this dude is.
If you had to bet, well, it's two choices. You got to bet.
What's the Pittsburgh offer?
We don't know.
Do we have a guess?
Nope.
Yeah.
We have no idea.
Yeah. If Pittsburgh,
what if it's similar to
San Francisco, yeah, I would say in San Francisco. But if it's a couple million more a year and it strokes that ego.
I would think he would make that decision today.
Got to be soon.
Right.
You know, they're going to be pressuring them. They're going to be like, dude, we can't be doing this forever.
Yeah, I mean, this is ridiculous.
But it is interesting that the Commanders are not in the mix on this. And it's always been the sense that they're not.
Yeah, I mean,
that Vadaram or whatever the guy's name is, he was getting me excited a couple days ago.
Right.
Vadaram.
Yeah. But Matt Vadaram.
Whatever his name is. He was getting me excited at the idea of it, but it just didn't seem plausible.
Look, Adam Peters, who knows what they offered or what San Francisco was demanding, but yeah, he's not willing to mortgage that for another receiver. I think it's interesting too.
Right.
So your boy James Wood had a night last night.
Yes, he did.
I think he ended
up started talking
for five,
about
right?
James
four
Wood.
For four at one point.
I want to say 2 years ago.
He had a chance to go 5-for-5, but he grounded out in the ninth.
Because you
or the eighth.
Played with his dad or at least crossed paths with his father.
Yeah, he came to Richmond the year I was leaving, but he came in, but we stayed friends. And stayed friends for, you know, obviously until today. And his son is a stud. And he's one of the top prospects, you know, over the last few years. And he's earning his keep, man. He's having a really good year. Has had a couple four-hit games. But it wasn't just him. It was Chaparro last night. Chaparro, who they got in a trade from the Diamondbacks for Dylan Floro, had three hits in his first three at-bats, all doubles.
That's a nice night. Yeah, they had an offensive explosion of sorts. Jake Irvin gets the win.
And Trevor Rogers for the Orioles, who they traded for before the deadline from the Marlins, has now lost. Well, I don't know if he's had three straight losses, but in his three starts with the Orioles, has given up. I think he's given up 12 runs in 14 innings. His ERA is about 7.6 with the Orioles.
Valdez, is this game? Is it just sort of another game for you guys? You just, it doesn't mean much losing to the Nats? Or, like, how critical is it for you guys? You guys are what, half game back?
Every game's important.
Everyone's important.
You're in
they're in a dogfight.
The Yankees and the Orioles are in a mid-off for the AL East.
Correct.
And then the Red Sox can surge past them if they play their cards right. If they both.
Well, they're six games back of the Orioles. I think they'll be fine.
Although, Orioles are broken right now.
They're not playing great. The pitching staff's a little dicey, but I think they'll be fine. I mean, the Yankees' lineup is just completely killing the ball. Soto had three bombs last night.
Yeah, I saw that. I watched a little of the post game. I just didn't get up to change the channel or reach over my remote. And I was watching Jim Palmer. Valdez, can you comment on this? How old is Jim Palmer right now? Is he got to be 75?
Yeah, he's like 75.
His face looks silly, but he's got turkey neck. So he's clearly had some work done.
Yeah.
He might be the most attractive 75-year-old guy.
78.
He looks good in the face.
He's worked in some capacity for the Orioles, whether it's in broadcasting or a player, since he's 18. So,
so 60 years?
Yeah, so he's been with the organization for 60 years.
I mean, I watched him, and I was like, dude, he's got to be 75. He looks incredible in his face. Now, as you could tell, he's had some Botox or whatever the hell he's having done.
He's got like some sort of work done.
Some sort of work done, but that turkey neck is a giveaway. But his face looks silly.
He's the reason I wore number 22 growing up.
Yeah,
constantly
my dog.
Constantly tan.
He looks money for 78.
That was your boy.
Is he more handsome than Theismann?
Probably.
I don't know if I've seen Theismann recently. He might be. How old is Joe? Joe's what, 72, 73?
No, I think he's older. No.
Did Joe ever do jockey underwear commercials?
Joe was an attractive guy. Joe was dating Hollywood actresses.
I understand that.
Yeah. Joe had his day.
That's
Joe,
more than a mid-off. That's Joe, a stud-off.
Joe's 74.
Almost 75.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be 75 September 9.
I'm telling you, Jim Palmer is still freaking Jim Palmer. Yeah. It's 78 years old. It's unbelievable. I think people take it, I think Valdez and his boys, they take it for granted how good looking Jim Palmer still is at 78.
They take it for granted.
You guys have seen him on TV for 60 years, so you're not paying attention.
I'm well aware of how Ken Dollish he looks.
And I was like, because then I watched the post game show or something, and I saw Tom Davis. Tom Davis is getting up there.
Yeah, look,
Tom Davis looks like a normal guy, aging like a normal guy.
He's always been a heavy set dude.
He's a heavy set guy. Yeah. You know, gray and aging.
Yeah.
Palmer just looks like literally he could do another underwear commercial. An old man underwear. He could do a Depends commercial.
Doesn't that bum you out that all these studs are just getting butt old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude, There was some reel came up on my
Well, we were just talking about it yesterday. We were talking about how old we were because of something yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris Hamburger.
Yeah. Well, listen to this.
Chris Hamburger's 80. Would you say 83, JP?
83.
Yeah. I watched that guy play for a couple years when I was like 7 years old.
I loved him too, just because of the name. I thought it was Hamburger. I was watching this reel, and this guy was like trying to point out to people like how fast life goes by. He goes, the average 50-year-old has lived 66% of their life, right? They've got, on average, 24 years left. It's like 9,000 days. It's like 300 months. It's like,
yeah,
it's,
I don't go that deep, but.
Oh, but when you do, it's like.
I try not to do that. It would depress me even more.
It depresses the hell out of you.
Yeah.
He goes, you got like 10 more anniversaries. You got like. Like, you know, it's winding down. Make the most of every day.
Take it day by day, my friend.
Yeah. Another one, an old man took out this, it's like tape measure, and he was trying to give wisdom to a young guy, yeah. and he clipped off, he said, I'm 57 years old.
And here you go.
He clipped off 75% of the tape measure, and he goes, this is how much life I got left.
Right.
You know, on average. It's so butt depressing. it's butt depressing.
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
I'll bet you $10 that the Red Sox finish ahead of the Orioles in the AL East.
Okay.
Emotional hedge right there.
No odds, right? You're just because you're making the bet. All right.
Why are you just so down on your boys? Or are you just the way the schedule plays out?
I mean, the starting staff's ravaged by injury. They can't trust anyone in the bullpen. The lineup's too reliant on the long ball. They don't play well against sub-500 teams. They have a series against the Red Sox coming up, who's playing a lot better than the Orioles. They can get a lot of ground in that series. It's not a foregone conclusion that the Orioles will not finish third in the AL East after starting so high.
I mean, the Red Sox are playing okay. I mean,
you guys are both 5-5 in your
last
10.
They just lost four straight.
Yeah,
I know. But they've been
playing 500 ball for basically the last 6 weeks.
Six games with 40, you know, 8 games to play is very difficult.
Yeah, but they have head-to-head. So if
that's fine. They're not. Boston isn't good enough where they're just going to sweep the Orioles. So I'll take that bet, $10.
There it is. Put it in the book.
Orioles play the second one against the Nats tonight. Kramer going for the Orioles. He's lost four straight, I think either four or five straight. So that's another dicey starter for the Orioles. But
Rogers, who they picked up because of the injuries, his record is now 2-11.
Right, and he's, like I said, he's given up 12 or 13 runs in his 3 starts with the Orioles.
Hey, it's Game Show Wednesday. Later in the show, we'll give you a chance to win some great prizes, including a $50 gift card to Wendy's HF Festival 2024 tickets. We'll do that coming up at 7:45. We were talking to some baseball. Mike Rizzo, President GM of the Nationals, he will join us at 9. You want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can call us at 800-636-1067. On the MGM National Harbor Listener Line. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can always hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We'll open up the sports page next here on the Junkies.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. Going to open up the Chucky Sports page now. Presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator. You can find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
All right. The Brandon Ayuk saga continues. Two teams kind of waiting his decision. So here's the latest. Brandon Ayuk, who of course is 26, holding out with the Niners, wants a new deal. The Niners have a deal on the table and they're waiting for him to accept it or shove it aside. And if he shoves it aside, the Niners and the Steelers reportedly, according to Ian Rappaport, have a deal on the table
that, let me ask you a question,
that would trade Ayuk to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, again, the Steelers would also have to have a deal in place because there's no point in trading for him unless you have a long-term deal so he can sign that. So there's two scenarios and we're kind of waiting for Ayuk's decision.
I'm sure Pittsburgh's given him the sort of the verbal outline of where they're willing to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would help inform his decision. But beyond Brandon Ayuk, or Jaden Daniels, does he have any boys on the team? I would think that would also factor in your decision. I kind of want to leave my boys. These are my guys. You know what I mean? Does he have any close buddies on the team?
No, who knows? I mean, I don't know if there's any Arizona State alums.
I know his boys with Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, but that's not the reason he would go.
Yeah, but it could keep you.
He's obviously got friends in the Niners.
Right, it could keep you. If they're just a few million here and there, and you know what? I really like these guys.
I mean, I don't know if that's why he's going to turn down any certain deal. I think he is going for the bottom line and
I think the
possibly
line
the best situation, team situation too.
Steelers going for it though. The Steelers were 10-7 last year with quarterback issues. Who knows if Russell Wilson is going to work out? It's hard to project him being great again after the last couple of seasons didn't work out in Denver. But you add him to that receiving core. Him and George Pickens, that's a good one, too.
Sure. He makes anybody, he makes any team's situation a great one, too. Everybody's one now becomes a two. You know?
Right.
Not just here. Anywhere.
But like you said, I mean, depends on what the financials are. He's not going to go to Pittsburgh if the financials are less than what San Francisco is offering.
I think he's going to go for the highest dollar value. I just wonder if there are other X factors. JP's wondering about winning. I'm wondering about relationships. We'll see. I think it's got to resolve in the next 48 hours.
I said earlier, I could be wrong. Yeah. He's either going to stay in San Francisco or to Pittsburgh, but I would bet on stay in San Francisco.
If I had to bet, that's what I would bet too.
I mean, don't you think he makes his decision today?
I think within 48 hours.
I mean, we're just a few days away from the second preseason game.
Yeah.
Right?
Unless he just has, like, burned his bridges and he's sort of sick of everybody. But he's there in camp with them every day. He's watching them, you know. He's got to be dying to get out there, I would think, on some level. I don't know.
So the Commanders are out. It's not going to be the Commanders. I know that.
I think they've been out for a while.
Probably.
Verderam, whatever his name is, got me all excited the other day. But
sorry, he had mentioned the Commanders and the Steelers.
He said that he thought the Commanders made the most sense.
He's been a guest on this show for years. This is the most run he's ever got.
Well, he threw us in the mix on that.
Yeah.
So it got me a little bit psyched. But I don't think we're in the mix.
Well, I mean, I think he was right. We heard the Patriots too, and then they bowed out. But I think he was right. It's probably down to those two teams. But Adam Peters isn't willing to give up maybe what the Niners wanted. Right?
I don't think they ever have been. Yeah.
So we'll wait and see what happens with Brandon Ayuk. I expect that decision. I mean, if you got two offers on the table, what are you holding out for? I mean, just decide on one and get into camp.
Mm-hmm.
Start playing. All right, so injuries popping up again. This one, a rookie quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, will have surgery on his right knee for torn meniscus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure when he's going to have the surgery, but he'll be out for a while. What's torn meniscus? Is that usually 4 to 6 weeks?
6 weeks.
Mm. Kind of depends. It could be longer if they repair it, if they just shave it down. I've had
it.
4 weeks. I currently have a torn meniscus. But yeah, if they just trim it, it could be 2 to 4 weeks. Yeah, they might want to shave it because they might want to repair it because he's young.
Mm-hmm.
It's better long term.
Well, I mean, the story that I read from CBS Sports said he could be out months.
Then he's probably repairing it.
They're probably going to repair it. Yeah.
It's a minor injury. It's not a big deal.
No. But you know, Sam Darnold's the guy you would expect. Maybe Darnold starts for the year, but you know, Sam Darnold's eventually going to lose that job to J.J. McCarthy.
Eventually.
And you would have thought and hoped, if you're a Vikings fan, that you would have saw McCarthy in the first month of the season. It might be October.
In the second half of that game against the Raiders, I know they were all backups and everything. He looked pretty good. He made some good throws.
Yep, most of the rookie quarterbacks look good.
I think he had an interception earlier in the second quarter, but in the second half, I saw 2 touchdown throws, and he looked pretty good.
He had a pick, but he finished with 2 touchdowns and almost 200 yards passing, 11 for 17. Quarterback rating was 117.
Yeah. No, he was effective.
It was a good opener, but he'll be sitting for 4 to 6 weeks, if not more. So talking about holdouts, you know, CeeDee Lamb's still holding out for the Cowboys, and Micah Parsons was asked about it yesterday, and he said, obviously we do miss him. He's one of the best people you can have in the locker room, but he says, I guarantee you he'll be playing for the Dallas Cowboys on week 1.
What is the conventional wisdom on what Jerry's doing? Jerry's kind of been all over the place on this, right? Kind of initially he insinuated that kind of no big deal, and then he got kind of grilled for it, right? And then he had to say something to the effect of, we miss you, CD.
Yeah.
It
doesn't make much sense to me because you have to re-sign him. You can't let CD Lamb.
He's too good.
Yeah, you can't let him go. You can't trade him.
And Jerry's history is he typically always ends up signing these guys.
Yeah, I don't know what he's waiting for.
If you were in their shoes, though, wouldn't you want to sign your quarterback first?
If you're sold on him.
Yeah, but I mean,
you let Dak go.
Dak's not holding
you're
out.
Have Cooper Rush.
I mean, Dak's going to play either way. I mean, it's not like he's holding out. CeeDee's holding out.
Yeah, but that's the biggest money piece. They might have to pay him $65 million a year.
Yeah.
Well, maybe for a 2-year deal. I would be surprised if it was that high, but I don't know. Something's going to happen. I mean, CeeDee eventually is going to get paid. I don't think Jerry Jones is going to go into the season without his best player.
It'd be crazy. I don't know why they just do it now. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
I mean, wasting time.
It's so stupid. All right, so we talked baseball, and the Nats beat the Orioles last night 9-3 up at Camden.
Is that 9th win for Jake Irvin? I think I saw that.
That's win number 9.
Yeah.
ERA 3.72. Trevor Rogers falls to 2-11. He said three starts with the Orioles. His ERA is 4.9 for the year, but 7.5 in his three starts with the Orioles. And the story is for the Nats, a couple of the young guys, well, actually three of the young guys really hit the ball. C.J. Abrams had three hits. He had been out a few games with back spasms, but he came back three hits, 3-for-4. James Wood, four hits, 4-for-5, hitting .283 now. That's a second four-hit game with the Nats. And then Andres Chaparro, who is a first baseman. He's a first baseman slash third baseman, corner infielder. But they acquired him before the deadline for Dylan Floro from the Diamondbacks. He comes in, his debut, his major league debut. So they just called him up. His first three hits were doubles. He goes 3-for-4. So they pounded out 14 hits up in Camden Yards.
They sent down a couple guys, right? I think they sent down two guys.
Yeah, Ramirez and who else did they send down? Well, Weems, or Jordan Weems, who's hadn't been pitching very well. They designated those guys for assignment. And they basically they're cut. But yeah, so James Wood, CJ Abrams, and Chaparro combined 10 hits last night.
And I saw the young guys on the farm in the last couple of days have been doing well, too. Dylan Cruz, staying hot. Brady House, all the way down to, like, single A.
Kind of just waiting for them to call those guys up. Yankees beat the White Sox. Of course, the White Sox beat the Yankees 12-2 a couple nights ago. But the White Sox, worst team in baseball, 29-92. But the story last night in a 4-1 win for the Yanks, Juan Soto, three bombs. His first three-home run game as a pro.
He's going to get a fat contract.
He is going to get a fat contract, and we'll see.
What's the consensus? Just sort of Yankees, Mets?
Yeah, all the big dogs, Dodgers, Yankees, Mets.
Cubs involved? No. I mean, they're a big money team, but yeah.
I haven't seen their maybe, possibly. It'll be interesting to see if he gets to that $500 million mark. Mm-hmm. But three home runs for Juan Soto. The Phillies have lost five straight. They lost to the Marlins last night, shut out 5-0. So they're struggling a little bit. Still a sizable lead in the division. Valdez and I have a bet. As of this morning, he thinks the Red Sox will catch the Baltimore Orioles. They're six games back of the Orioles. Red Sox won last night 9-4, beat the Rangers at Fenway.
He's emotionally hedging. He doesn't even really realize. He's kind of, I know you believe it, but you're kind of emotionally hedging.
I guess, but the rationale, actually, I think the rationale's there. It's not just, I want my team to finish ahead of them. I actually do think they will. They're going to skid.
Listen, I usually do the emotional hedge when I think I'm going to win too.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You know what I mean. I'm not going to do it if I think we're going to. I'm not going to bet unless I think I'm going to win.
Look, the Orioles' rotation, their pitching woes are certainly a concern, but it's not like the Red Sox have great pitching behind. After Tanner Houck, they've got guys who are okay. I mean, Cutter Crawford won last night, but his four starts prior, he'd given up 24 runs. So it's not like the Red Sox starting pitching's great. And their lineup isn't as good as Baltimore's. And they're six games back. So
I like your side on it.
I still think the Orioles, I know they're struggling because of their injuries in the rotation, but I still think they're going to hold a six-game lead over the Red Sox. All right, the Dodgers beat the Brewers last night 7-2. And Ohtani hit another one. That's number 37.
He just murders the ball.
He's hitting almost 300.
When you watch the Ohtani home runs, they're different than most. I mean, him, Aaron Judge, they're like 100 feet past the fence.
Yeah, he just smokes
the
ball.
They're monsters.
It's ridiculous.
Is he the leading guy for MVP?
Yeah.
NL MVP.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be him and Judge. So the Yankees have a half game lead over the Orioles. In the Central, the Guardians have a 3.5 game lead over the Twins. The Guardians have won four straight. Houston has a game and a half lead over Seattle. Houston's won seven straight. Alex Bregman hit his fourth consecutive home run last night. Philly, six game lead over the Braves. Like I've mentioned, the Phillies have lost four straight. Brewers up 7.5 on the Cardinals, sizable. Dodgers kind of hanging on in the West, 3.5 over both the Diamondbacks and the Padres.
Yeah, it was maybe a month or two ago, you said all these races were pretty much done in the divisions, and several of them have tightened up.
Well, obviously Seattle came back, or Houston came back on Seattle to take that lead, because Seattle
has gotten tighter in the NL East, which you mentioned, tighter in the NL West, which you mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, the Dodgers 3.5, I think they'll be fine. But yeah, the Padres have been very hot, but Dodgers have been hot too. They've won five straight. But yeah, the one the one race right now that's going to be, it might come down to last week, is AL East with the Yankees Orioles.
And then you didn't mention anything. I guess they say Connor's not going to fight in 2024. Did you see that, JP?
He says he wants to fight in December, but Dana White says Conor McGregor will not fight this year.
Right. It's kind of big news because people have kind of been expecting him to fight, right?
It's always something with him
and John Jones.
I can't tell you the last time that Conor McGregor fought.
They might as well wait until he's right because you're getting the sense it's the end. Hmm. You know what I mean? Like, how many more times are you going to be able to sell a big Conor McGregor fight?
Yeah, the last time he fought was July of 2021, and then he was scheduled this year, June 29th. And,
right.
You know, it's just heartbreaking. They keep on pushing it back. When it wasn't June, it was supposed to be September. Then it was supposed to be December 14th of this year. Really depressing.
Right.
Depressing.
Mike Barr's a big MMA mark.
Yeah.
Big UFC guy.
Don't let it affect you that much.
You take it seriously, Jake Paul's threatening to try to box in the Olympics in 2028?
No.
I don't know. I mean,
he can try. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like, I've doubted him basically all along the way, but he just keeps proving people wrong. I mean, he just keeps winning. So, I mean, granted, he hasn't fought like a top-tier boxer. The only time he fought a boxer was Tommy Fury, and he lost, but he's looked a lot better since then. So, I don't know. I mean, I never root for him. I'll say that.
Right. Is he a bad guy?
I don't think so.
Who's the worst guy, Conor or Jake Paul?
Probably Conor McGregor.
Yeah, I mean, Conor's had a lot more legal issues, so probably Conor. Yeah.
He's had a lot of issues with, like, chicks.
Yeah. Drugs.
The whole nine.
Run-ins with the laws.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the way he acted in Roadhouse is probably the way he is. I mean, he's not a great actor, so I can't believe he was putting on a show. That's probably the way he is in real life.
I still can't believe they had a scene at the end where he's still alive.
Yeah.
I was long gone.
I like that movie, dude. He was fun. He stole the movie for me. Every time he was out there walking around butt naked, it just with his little cocky walk, I don't know, cracked me up.
Yeah, well, maybe there's another one. He walked out of the hospital.
I think there's supposed to be a Roadhouse 2. It killed.
Yeah, Roadhouse 3 maybe.
Yeah.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in a little bit later in the show. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, joins us at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies. You know, yesterday we got on that tangent about ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about the haunted hotel that Mookie Betts wouldn't stay in with his team. The Dodgers were booked to stay in a certain hotel. I believe it was called the Pfister Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And Mookie Betts wouldn't stay there. And we put up a couple polls during the show. I was amazed to see this. So on our Instagram page, give us a follow, Sports Junkies Radio. The question is, do you believe in ghosts? Mm-hmm. We said it was around 40%. It's 47% now with hundreds of votes.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
And then this morning, I see this story from the Hollywood Reporter. The guy who I mentioned yesterday that I couldn't figure out his name, he had a series on E! Or MTV. His name is Tyler Henry. Well, Netflix is giving him a live special. I will say, it's kind of like when we would see David Blaine in the early days. We're like, man, maybe he actually has magical powers because you just couldn't figure out what he was doing.
When he was doing the levitating?
Yeah. Well, Tyler Henry, he'll find a random person and he allegedly connects with their dead relatives and then sends them a message.
That's the guy's name? Tyler Perry?
Tyler Henry.
Oh, Tyler Henry. Okay. Yeah.
So he's going to, I mean, who knows how much money he's going to make. You got a deal. 8 episodes, 45 minutes a piece, and I believe it's live. They call him a clairvoyant.
Yeah. I don't believe in any of that either, if you want to be
but
honest.
When I don't believe in it, but I don't know how he pulls it off. Like, is somebody doing research and then feeding him info in an earpiece?
I don't know. I don't know. So it's a scam.
It's
all I can tell you is it's a scam. I don't believe it. I don't think there's real clairvoyance. I don't think that's a thing.
I don't think so, but I'm telling you, I'm amazed by this. Like, I know when I go to a magic show, no woman's being sawed in half. I get that.
Right.
All right. There are some tricks which are pretty amazing. I went to Max Major's show and
we had him
in studio and
you leave going, how did he do that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I know there's magic there. I don't know how the clairvoyant pulls it off, and now he's going to do it live on Netflix.
I don't know.
Where these people are convinced, EB, let just say theoretically, he would say, I'm going to talk to your father. And then he would pull something that happened when you're 8 years old with your dad. And it's like, how the hell did he pull that off?
I don't know. He called a relative before. I don't know. But it's a trick. I don't think it's a thing.
So you think the guy that's getting a Netflix show and he's going to do live readings.
He's an entertaining guy.
Is pulling off some sort of trick.
Some sort of scam. Yeah, of course.
I got to believe so, too.
No different than David Copperfield or any. Yeah, it's a scam.
Yeah, he's a magician.
He's a magician of some sort.
He's a millionaire magician.
I mean, Max Major's come in here a million times. I don't know how he opens up everybody's phone. I don't know how he knows your passcode.
No, head scratcher.
I never got with Max was when he got Jason to predict whatever card you had or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Somehow it's a suggestion thing, dude. I don't know. I just don't believe it. I tell you, my mother kind of rocked my whole sense of like the afterlife and like having an angel looking over you and everything when she's told me that when my dad passed, that she doesn't think that my dad is like looking down over us. And her explanation was because that would be stressful. And if there's a heaven, that they're not going to be stressed out as you're going through your trials and tribulations in life. That rocked me.
If Tyler Perry or whatever his name is really could predict the future, he'd be worth $1 billion because he would predict the stock market every day.
He's not predicting the future. What he's doing is
reading minds.
He's connecting you.
Predicting
he's
stuff.
Connecting you to your dead relatives.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
And he sends messages from the afterlife.
Yeah, that's just, it's a trick. It's exactly what it is.
All right, I want to bring up something that I saw this morning. I'm always fascinated by it. We talked about it earlier, about just death. And we've already lived 75% of our life or whatever, if you're over 50.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the story. I think I could do this. There's a doctor. He's an expert in longevity, okay? And he says that he's been using scientific research to shape his lifestyle for 20 years. He says he's knocked off. I don't know how this works, and it's very disputed. He says he's 78 years old, but he has a biological age of 57, mm-hmm. okay? And he says he's done it by his healthy lifestyle and his diet. Here are 7 foods that he's incorporated into his life for the last 20 years, and he says it's knocked 20 years off his biological age.
All right.
The first one is very intriguing to me. I don't know if I could do this or not. He has a tablespoon of olive oil every day. Could you just pour a tablespoon of olive oil and just drink it?
Sure.
I think you could.
Every day, maybe not, but I mean, like
if you
olive
made
oil,
it a habit.
Well, I mean, like
I
it.
Could do it in bread with yeah, pepper.
Yeah. Right.
But I mean, I know some health gurus do say have a teaspoon of olive oil every day.
I'm not saying I like it, but just down
if
it.
You have a teaspoon of olive oil every day, they did a cardiology study in 2022, and it said that you have a 19% lower risk of dying from cardiovascular disease, a 17% lower risk of dying from cancer, and a 29% lower risk of dying basically from like dementia or something like that. Just 1 teaspoon of olive oil every day.
I mean, it doesn't gross me out. Could I do it? Yeah, I guess so.
All right, I'm going to try to do it.
All right.
The other is eating fish twice a week. That's easy.
I do that. Had salmon last night.
I do that too. I try to.
That's easy.
This one, you would think I would like it. I don't like it. Dark chocolate.
I had a bunch of dark chocolate balls yesterday. I believe those
who could
chocolate
eat dark
balls.
Chocolate? I mean,
I don't like dark chocolate.
That, it's not
like
as good as milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate is much better.
I like it.
It is supposed to be linked to lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol, and reduced heart disease. This one I could do. Some people are grossed out by them. I'm not. Mushrooms.
Nah, can't do it.
They're fine. I'll throw it on pizza every once in a while.
He eats them at least 5 times a week, mushrooms.
Okay.
I've heard specifically shiitake mushrooms are really good for you. All right. Here's another one. My wife does these and my daughter, and I try to eat them when I can, but they're hard because they're hard to pick. Avocados.
Yeah, you know I don't like those.
You're out on avocados.
Daughters.
That's supposed to be like really good for you.
I know. Daughters love them. We buy so many avocados each week.
And the last one is cauliflower.
No.
I mean, I have those things on occasion.
No,
I don't have them a ton.
Your routine. Should be part of your routine.
Yeah, I mean, I think when we had our dinner last week, we're not allowed to say who we had dinner with, by the way.
Yeah, you could say.
We haven't said. We had dinner with Jason Wright, the Commanders team president. I had cauliflower. There was some cauliflower there.
Yeah. I like to put cheese on it, though. Mm. They don't say put cheese on it. When we were raised, you know, again, we didn't have much, we had a lot of casseroles and, you know, hamburgers. But
your mom loved meatloaf.
She had a lot of meatloaf.
I remember going over to your house.
She had
meatloaf.
She had a sweet sauce that she would put on top. It made the whole meatloaf. But we had cauliflower a lot, and she would just put Parmesan cheese on it. So you like cook the cauliflower and just put some Parmesan.
I could do
cheese.
Half of those items.
Which is the one you absolutely could not do. The avocado
and cauliflower. Couldn't do those.
The cauliflower grosses you out. It's kind of like broccoli.
Yeah, I just don't like it.
I saw somebody.
It's very plain.
I could be wrong.
I don't know. Just,
I saw
not
somebody
tasty to me.
Who lived to 100.
It has no taste.
108, or maybe it was 112, who just passed. I think it was John McCain. Okay. His grandmother or mother just passed away at like 112.
What was her secret?
Wow.
Don't know. Maybe she had a bunch of cauliflower. I'm not heavy on those vegetables. And you were talking about what you were raised with. I mean, you know, my dad always had a garden. I mean, one summer we had squash over and over and over again.
My wife
just because he had excess amount of squash.
Yeah, we do broccoli pretty much every meal.
I mean, vegetables are good for you.
I think broccoli's supposed to be good for you, but and I think that's why she does it.
Where are all the fruits in that list?
And also, I hear nuts are really good.
Yeah.
But man, there's no Twinkies in there. There's no sodas in there. No. There's no booze in there.
Well, it doesn't mean he doesn't eat or drink those. He just he always has those seven items.
My guess is he's probably not a big boozer.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah. But those seven things are not the only things he eats.
No, I know.
I think there are a million approaches, and you're talking about scams. The clairvoyant may be a scam. Longevity doctors may be a scam. They want you go doing cold tub. They want you doing sauna. There's a million things out there.
I wish I had the balls for a cold tub. I'm not tough enough. There's no way I could do it.
My buddy, I told you, I did a cold tub when I went to the UFC event, stayed at my buddy's place. And he was like, you know, he loves to sell everything. It's life changing. It's, you know, especially, I've got a bunch of bad knees and everything. Yeah. I didn't notice a difference.
Well, you did one. Not going to really notice anything after one. I don't think. Anyway, I always find it interesting when I see those articles. Going to try
more power to you.
The one thing I'm going to try to do is implement a teaspoon. I take vitamins every day. I'm going to try to implement a teaspoon of olive oil when I take my vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be gross. But I'm going to try it.
I think you're more likely to live longer if you kicked the soda and you kicked the alcohol than if you add olive oil.
My father-in-law, I'm not saying, but you know, he grew up in a liquor store. He's 86, I think. Mm-hmm. He's doing fine.
Yeah.
He never had a problem having a little whiskey or a little bourbon or a beer before. Yeah. I mean, these rock stars.
Ask him if he does olive oil every day.
Maybe he likes the dark chocolate.
I mean, he likes anything. He'll eat anything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what it is? It's genes.
That's the biggest factor.
Genes is the biggest factor. So if your family lives long, you got a good shot at it. If your family donks off with heart attacks all the time, you're in trouble.
Mm.
That's generally the case, I think. But usually there's genes, and if you're in that family that lives longer, they also have the same
healthier
type of habits.
Probably.
Yep. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Mike Rizzo joins us on the show at 9 o'clock, 7:45 Game Show Wednesday. We're going to play a little Name That Hurt thing for your chance to win a $50 gift card to Wendy's and HF Festival tickets here on The Fan. You know, yesterday we got on that tangent about ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about the haunted hotel that Mookie Betts wouldn't stay in with his team. The Dodgers were booked to stay in a certain hotel. I believe it was called the Pfister Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And Mookie Betts wouldn't stay there. And we put up a couple polls during the show. I was amazed to see this. So on our Instagram page, give us a follow, Sports Junkies Radio. The question is, do you believe in ghosts? Mm-hmm. We said it was around 40%. It's 47% now with hundreds of votes.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
And then this morning, I see this story from the Hollywood Reporter. The guy who I mentioned yesterday that I couldn't figure out his name, he had a series on E! Or MTV. His name is Tyler Henry. Well, Netflix is giving him a live special. And I will say, it's kind of like when we would see David Blaine in the early days. We're like, man, maybe he actually has magical powers because you just couldn't figure out what he was doing.
He was doing the levitating.
Yeah. Well, Tyler Henry, he'll find a random person and he allegedly connects with their dead relatives.
Mm.
And then sends them a message.
That's the guy's name? Tyler Perry?
Tyler Henry.
Oh, Tyler Henry. Okay. Yeah.
So he's going to, I mean, who knows how much money he's going to make. You got a deal. 8 episodes, 45 minutes a piece, and I believe it's live. They call him a clairvoyant.
Yeah. I don't believe in any of that either, if you want to be
but
honest.
When I don't believe in it, but I don't know how he pulls it off. Like, is somebody doing research and then feeding him info in an earpiece?
I don't know. So it's a scam.
It's
all I can tell you is it's a scam. I don't believe it. I don't think there's real clairvoyance. I don't think that's a thing.
I don't think so, but I'm telling you, I'm amazed by this. Like, I know when I go to a magic show, no woman's being sawed in half. I get that.
Right.
All right. There are some tricks which are pretty amazing. I went to Max Major's show and
we had him
in studio and
you leave going, how did he do that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I know there's magic there. I don't know how the clairvoyant pulls it off, and now he's going to do it live on Netflix.
I don't know.
These people are convinced, yeah. EB. Let just say theoretically, he would say, I'm going to talk to your father. And then he would pull something that happened when you're 8 years old with your dad. And it's like, how the hell did he pull that off?
I don't know. He called a relative before. I don't know. But it's a trick. I don't think it's a thing.
So you think the guy that's getting a Netflix show and he's going to do live readings.
He's an entertaining guy.
Is pulling off some sort of trick.
Some sort of scam. Yeah, of course.
I got to believe so too.
No different than David Copperfield or any. Yeah, it's a scam.
Yeah, he's a magician.
He's a magician of some sort.
He's a millionaire magician.
I mean, Max Major's come in here a million times. I don't know how he opens up everybody's phone. I don't know how he knows your passcode.
Yeah, head scratcher.
The one that I never got with Max was when he got Jason to predict whatever card you had or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Somehow it's a suggestion thing, dude. I don't know. I just don't believe it. I tell you, my mother kind of rocked my whole sense of like the afterlife and like having an angel looking over you and everything when she's told me that when my dad passed, that she doesn't think that my dad is like looking down over us. And her explanation was because that would be stressful. And if there's a heaven, that they're not going to be stressed out as you're going through your trials and tribulations in life. That rocked me.
If Tyler Perry or whatever his name is really could predict the future, he'd be worth $1 billion because he would predict the stock market every day.
He's not predicting the future. What he's doing is
reading minds.
He's connecting you.
Predicting
he's
stuff.
Connecting you to your dead relatives.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
And he sends messages from the afterlife.
Yeah. That's just, it's a trick. It's exactly what it is.
All right. I want to bring up something that I saw this morning. I'm always fascinated by it. We talked about it earlier about just death. And we've already lived 75% of our life or whatever if you're over 50.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the story. I think I could do this. There's a doctor, he's an expert in longevity. Okay. And he says that he's been using scientific research to shape his lifestyle for 20 years. He says he's knocked off. I don't know how this works, and it's very disputed. He says he's 78 years old, but he has a biological age of 57, mm-hmm. okay? And he says he's done it by his healthy lifestyle and his diet. Here are 7 foods that he's incorporated into his life for the last 20 years, and he says it's knocked 20 years off his biological age.
All right.
The first one is very intriguing to me. I don't know if I could do this or not. He has a tablespoon of olive oil every day. Could you just pour a tablespoon of olive oil and just drink it?
Sure.
I think you could.
Every day, maybe not, but if you made it a habit.
I could do it in bread with pepper. Yeah.
All right.
But I mean, I know some health gurus do say have a teaspoon of olive oil every day.
I'm not saying I like it, but just down
if
it.
If you have a teaspoon of olive oil every day, they did a cardiology study in 2022. And it said that you have a 19% risk, lower risk of dying from cardiovascular disease, a 17% lower risk of dying from cancer, and a 29% lower risk of dying basically from like dementia or something like that. Just one teaspoon of olive oil every day.
I mean, it doesn't gross me out. Could I do it? Yeah, I guess so.
All right, I'm going to try to do it.
All right.
The other is eating fish twice a week. That's easy.
I do that. Had salmon last night.
I do that too. I try to.
That's easy.
This one, you would think I would like it. I don't like it. Dark chocolate.
I had a bunch of dark chocolate balls yesterday. I believe there's chocolate balls. Chocolate?
I mean,
I don't like dark chocolate.
It's not as good as milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate is much better.
I like it.
It is supposed to be linked to lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol, and reduced heart disease. This one I could do. Some people are grossed out by them. I'm not. Mushrooms.
Nah, can't do it.
They're fine. I'll throw it on pizza every once in a while.
Eat them at least 5 times a week. Mushrooms.
Okay.
I've heard specifically shiitake mushrooms are really good for you. All right. Here's another one. My wife does these and my daughter, and I try to eat them when I can, but they're hard because they're hard to pick. Avocados.
Yeah, you know I don't like those.
You're out on avocados.
Daughters.
That's supposed to be like really good for you.
I know. Daughters love them. We buy so many avocados each week.
And the last one is cauliflower.
No.
I mean, I have those things on occasion. I don't have them a ton.
Should be part of your routine.
Yeah, I mean, I think when we had our dinner last week, we're not allowed to say who we had dinner with, by the way.
Yeah, you could say.
We haven't said. We had dinner with Jason Wright, the Commander's team president. I'd cauliflower. There was some cauliflower there.
Yeah, I like to put cheese on it, though. Mm. They don't say put cheese on it. When we were raised, we didn't have much. We had a lot of casseroles and, hamburgers. But
your mom loved meatloaf.
She had a lot of meatloaf.
I remember going over to your house.
She had
meatloaf.
She had a sweet sauce that she would put on top. It made the whole meatloaf. But we had cauliflower a lot, and she would just put Parmesan cheese on it. So you like cook the cauliflower and just put some Parmesan cheese.
I could do
cheese.
Half of those items.
Which is the one you absolutely could not do. The avocado
and cauliflower. Couldn't do those.
The cauliflower grosses you out. It's kind of like broccoli.
Yeah, I just don't like it.
I saw somebody.
It's very plain.
I could be wrong.
I don't know. Just,
I saw
not
somebody
tasty to me.
Who lived to 100.
It has no taste.
108 or maybe it was 112 who just passed. I think it was John McCain. Okay. His grandmother or mother just passed away at like 112.
What was her secret?
Wow.
Don't know. Maybe she had a bunch of cauliflower. I'm not heavy on those vegetables. And you were talking about what you were raised with. I mean, my dad always had a garden. I mean, one summer we had squash over and over and over again.
My wife
just because he had excess amount of squash.
Yeah, we do broccoli pretty much every meal.
Vegetables are good for you.
I think broccoli's supposed to be good for you, but I think that's why she does it.
Where are all the fruits in that list?
And also I hear nuts are really good.
Yeah.
But man, there's no Twinkies in there. There's no sodas in there. No. There's no booze in there.
Well, it doesn't mean he doesn't eat or drink those. He just he always has those 7 items.
My guess is he's probably not a big boozer.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah. But those 7 things are not the only things he eats.
No, I know.
I think there are a million approaches, and you're talking about scams. The clairvoyant may be a scam. Longevity doctors may be a scam. They want you go doing cold tub. They want you doing sauna. There's a million things out there.
I wish I had the balls for a cold tub. I'm not tough enough. There's no way I could do it.
My buddy, I told you, I did a cold tub when I went to the UFC event, stayed at my buddy's place. And he was like, he loves to sell everything. It's life changing. It's especially I've got a bunch of bad knees and everything. Yeah. I didn't notice a difference.
Well, you did one. Not gonna really notice anything after one. I don't think. Anyway, I always find it interesting when I see those articles. Gonna try
more power to you.
The one thing I'm gonna try to do is implement a teaspoon. I take vitamins every day. I'm gonna try to implement a teaspoon of olive oil when I take my vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's gonna be gross. But I'm going to try it.
I think you're more likely to live longer if you kicked the soda and you kicked the alcohol than if you add olive oil.
My father-in-law, I'm not saying, he grew up in a liquor store. He's 86, I think. Mm-hmm. He's doing fine.
Yeah.
He never had a problem having a little whiskey or a little bourbon or a beer before. Yeah. I mean, these rock stars.
Ask him if he does olive oil every day.
Maybe he likes the dark chocolate.
I mean, he likes anything. He'll eat anything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what it is? It's genes.
That's the biggest factor.
The biggest factor. So if your family lives long, you got a good shot at it. If your family donks off with heart attacks all the time, you're in trouble. Mm.
That's generally the case, I think. But usually there's genes, and if you're in that family that lives longer, they also have the same
healthier
type of habits.
Probably.
Yep. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Mike Rizzo joins us on the show at 9 o'clock, 7:45, Game Show Wednesday. We're going to play a little Name That Hurt thing for your chance to win a $50 gift card to Wendy's and HF Festival tickets here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.